This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol, making history as the first woman so honored in America. This is an intensifying election year of battle swirls over her replacement. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce his nominee Saturday, a pick that could push the court rightward for her generation. Ginsburg's flag-draped casket drew members of Congress, top military, family, and friends. Presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris attended. Republicans are expecting President Trump to announce this Saturday that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court as he aims to put a historic stamp on the high court just weeks before the election. Even before Mr. Trump unveils the pick, conservative groups and congressional allies are laying the groundwork for a swift confirmation process for Barrett. They, like the president, are wasting little time moving to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, organizing multimillion-dollar ad campaigns and marshaling supporters both to confirm the pick and to boost Mr. Trump's second term. Firefighters and officials at California's largest utility company brace for hot, dry, and windy weather in northern and central parts of the state this weekend that may fan the flames of several major wildfires or even spark new ones. Pacific Gas and Electric warned Friday that it may cut power from Sunday morning to Monday, potentially affecting 97,000 customers in 16 counties, during which forecasters said a ridge of high pressure will raise temperatures and generate gusts. PG&E is tracking the weather to determine if it would be necessary to shut off power to areas where gusts could damage the company's equipment or hurl debris into lines that can ignite flammable vegetation. This is VOA News.